This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. About 1,200 people gathered for a vigil in Boulder, Colorado last night to honor victims of last weekend's firebombing. The event featured the governor and multiple survivors of the attack. Rahel Halpern was one of the demonstrators on Sunday but was not physically hurt. She said the weekly walks for hostages stuck in Gaza helped her feel community during a difficult time.
It was a solace to be with people to whom I didn't need to explain how I felt.
15 people were injured. 3 are still in the hospital. The suspect is due in court tomorrow. Governor Polis signed a law yesterday that launches new efforts to cut down the state's backlog of sexual assault evidence kits. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports that includes more oversight of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation.
It currently takes more than 550 days for the CBI to process DNA evidence kits from sexual assaults. That's left over 1,000 victims in limbo. One of those victims is State Representative Jenny Wilford. She was assaulted over a year ago and filed a police report, but says her case was one of the many swallowed up by the backlog.
It's disorienting and it's dehumanizing. It's like being frozen in time while the rest of the world moves on without you. And no survivor should ever be made to feel this way ever, because that's not justice.
Wilford is one of the sponsors of the new law. The measure directs the Attorney General to create an independent committee to oversee kit processing. It also creates a 60-day turnaround goal per kit, 3 times faster than the state's current guidance.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for most of eastern Colorado, including Denver, Colorado Springs, and Trinidad until 8 p.m. Forecasters say large hail and isolated tornadoes are the main threat. This is CPR News and KRCC.